Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live with your host, Diamond and Silk, and Silk on Silk.
Diamond on Diamond.
Okay, Silk. So I want everyone to stop right now, and I want you to share this broadcast, share this podcast.
Yes.
Share Frank's speech, share Lindell TV. You know, sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
And if you care about your fellow brother, your sisters, an American, you know, I was listening to Mike Flynn on, he was on the Lindell report, but Lindell wasn't there.
Okay.
Somebody else was sitting in for him. And Mike Flynn was like, you know, this ain't about Democrat or Republican.
Right.
This is about just being an American.
An American.
If you care about your fellow American, share it.
That's
share
right.
it with them. Call people. Tell people. People need another perspective. They need to hear things from another point of view.
Another point of view.
Okay. And the reason why people get stuck is because they keep hearing the same old, same old, the same old,
over
same old.
Over and over and over. One narrative.
The one narrative, yeah. Right. And so that's why we keep telling you to share this, Karen. And I really appreciate that you do share.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you so much for that. Also tonight, if you have any questions, I want you to email them to diamondandsilk@gmail.com, diamondandsilk@gmail.com, Facebook. We yes. are going to be talking to Juanita Broderick tonight. The one that told us, spilled the tea about old Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Now, we can't talk about it over here on Facebook because Facebook is mad about this cup.
About the cup.
This is why they have our page censored. It ain't about Diamond Silk. It's about what this cup say.
That's right.
Go on over there to diamondandsilkstore.com and get you
Go
one.
Go get it.
Because we ain't changing our views.
No, we're not.
When it comes to that. Okay. But you all come over here on Frank's Speech and join
on
us
Frank's Speech.
Tonight so we can have a full-fledged conversation.
That's right.
And shout out to everybody on Getter. Shout out to RSBN that's been streaming our content. You all also know that Frank's Speech is on Roku, okay?
Uh-huh.
So if you want to watch Diamond and Silk Chit Chat live on Roku, you can pull it up. You can pull Frank's Speech up and find our podcast. And
yes.
you can look at them back to back. You
back
can do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to run down and make sure everything, I'm saying everything. Also, I want you to make sure you continue to support Lindell TV, Frank Speech, Diamond and Silk by going to mypillow.com, use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase. You all know that. I don't know if you live here in North Carolina. It's been very, very cold, especially at
yeah.
night. Sometimes the temperature dropping like 20-some degrees. I have my flannel sheets. So if you live in a cold state, go get you some flannel sheets. They sleep comfortable.
Yeah.
Put flannel on in the winter.
Flannel.
And then you can do geese in the spring and the summer.
Yeah.
And I thought they were going to make me hot. No, I'm very comfortable.
Very comfortable.
Very, very, very comfortable.
Yes.
All right. Okay, y'all. So... thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the emails that come in. You know, we've been receiving emails where people are starting to really wake up.
Yes.
Okay. I just received an email probably, I want to say maybe an hour or so ago, where somebody was out shopping and they are noticing some things are missing off the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare yourself, people. I'm not trying to be conspiratorial. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. I'm not. Listen. For almost 2 months.
Uh-huh.
It ain't been no Rice Krispies by Kellogg on the shelves. And I ain't want to alarm nobody.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't want to get nobody all upset.
All right.
And that's one of my cereal that we grew up with. And sometimes I get back stuck like that and I'll be wanting to eat some of it.
Uh-huh. You want to hear the snap.
Yeah.
And
don't nobody have that cereal. And I'm like, what? Why y'all messing with the cereal?
Why you messing with the cereal?
I've been warning people, listen, watch out for the coffee.
Uh-huh.
Watch out for the coffee because you may go and make, we may not can't find coffee. I'm just saying.
Oh, God, they trying to make us crazy because still got to have our coffee.
So, I was talking to my assistant this morning.
Uh-huh.
And she said, normally the coffee that she get be about $3.
Uh-huh.
And some change, say that thing done went up to $7.
Whoa.
And some change.
Whoa.
And I'm just like, I just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, you know, I was craving for some crab legs.
Mm.
You know, you can get a lot of, back in the day, you can get a lot of crab legs for a little bit of nothing.
Right.
When I went online, I saw them things for like $18.99 per pound.
Mm.
I was like, but then my cravings got the best of me. And I said, I can afford it. Just give me a little bit of something.
Mm.
Something. Just to tie my cravings over. So It's expensive out there. You know what? They want to talk about the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Mm-hmm. And I call this the pandemic of inflation.
Can I just say this here? You know, yeah. And then I'm going to bring on a guest because I want to talk to her. We could talk to her about all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know who I get tired of, y'all? People like Michelle Obama.
Oh.
So I don't know if she did an op-ed, but she put something and she put something somewhere, and she's basically saying that she's going to help in the 2020 election, and she's going to try to register 1 million people. Well, where are they going to come from? Because I don't think you have 1 million people that's going along with this foolery. And that's why I say, call your mama, your sisters, and your brothers and tell them, come over here, let me talk to them.
Call the cats and the dogs.
Why would you all want to listen to somebody like that? And they pushing for you to struggle.
Uh-huh.
They pushing for the inflation.
Uh-huh.
They pushing for the high gas
prices. They're okay with
that. They pushing for the open border.
Uh-huh.
So why would you all even listen to that? And let me tell you something. They keep saying that she may run against Trump. She going to get beat badly.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody going to vote for her. Those Obamas.
Yeah.
Take it from me, a black person. They don't have any influence.
No.
It's the media that props them up.
Yep.
To make it look like that everybody liked them.
Right.
Even when Michelle, a book was out, that same book stayed in the bookstore every week we was at the airport.
Uh-huh. Yep. And every time we walked by, it was the same old book.
Y'all, listen
Same old dust sitting on that book.
Why? Somebody go talk to the Obamas.
Mm-hmm.
The so-called black couple,
mm-hmm.
The first black president. Hey, get me off of this.
I can't talk
like this on there.
Come to Frank's
because they'll be fact-checking what I say. I don't care for those Obamas because they no good.
Uh-huh.
You sided with the global elitists. You didn't side with American.
With the people.
Ain't protecting American. You pushing this foolishness, and you think people want to go along with it. Don't nobody want to go along with this mess.
Mm-hmm.
So who you gonna find? You gonna register 1 million of who? Fake people?
No.
Dead people? Illegal aliens?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But because I'm learning how to be emotionally mature and be mentally mature about the situation,
uh-huh.
I don't have to stay stuck in the funk all
the time.
I could just... But them, they get...
That's them Obama.
Honey, if I wasn't on Frank's speech, they would get my middle finger. That's how I feel about them.
Well, give me your whole hand.
I feel about it like them with them. I feel about them. I feel about Oprah. That's how I feel about her.
Yeah.
You all know what's going on, and you pushing this BS on mm-hmm. the American people.
Yep.
You all was able to obtain the American dream, but you want all of us living the American nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes time to get something, y'all will be able to get it, but we got to walk up in our grocery stores and our shelves are empty. How do you think we feel about that?
$19.99 for some crab
legs. Mm-hmm. And bacon about $30 for, and you know, I still eat a little
bacon. Chicken wings for a pack of chicken wings, $20.
No. I paid high. It's about $30, $29 and some change for
it.
Depends on where you shopping at.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want people, prepare yourself.
Uh-huh.
And not only, you got to prepare yourself mentally, physically, and emotional.
Yeah.
Physically, you may have to think about chicken and can't even eat it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mentally, you got to act like that. Hey, you got to know without a shadow of doubt that you are going to be okay.
Oh, okay.
You got to know that. Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh. And so I'm just preparing myself and then plant you a little garden.
Yeah.
Plant you. I don't care what nobody say. You got a backyard. You got a little space. Plant you some vegetables.
Plant you some vegetables.
Because it wouldn't surprise me if these people wouldn't try to alter our food.
Right.
Where it's no nutritional value and we just eating junk. So that we can be sick.
Just crunching on some stuff
mm-hmm.
with no taste.
This is straight crimes against humanity is what this is. And the sad thing is that you still see them out here and they doing other things and they not paying attention. I'm not getting caught up in no craziness. I'm focused on this foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I want to go on a bring on our guest because
well,
I don't want to prolong the time. Let me change my energy
because uh-huh.
I want to have a great conversation.
Oh, did you tell them if they have any questions or something where they can?
If y'all have any questions, diamondandsilk@gmail.com. Diamondandsilk@gmail.com. You can send in your questions. And Frank Speech got a comment box.
Yeah.
So if you want to comment, you can put your questions down there.
Mm-hmm.
And Getter, y'all can do what y'all do on Getter.
Right.
Thank you all so, 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 so very much. Oh, thank you for liking this top. I didn't think nobody was going to like it, but I said I was going to wear it.
Okay.
So thank you. Somebody wrote in and said, Diamond, I like your top. Thank you, darling. I love you too. Okay. Colleen, let me just say this. Colleen said, I agree, but vegetables and fruits were full. Healthy on animal products, which is what is making America sick. Corporate foods designed to make us sick and weak. It is. But I also now want us to watch our vegetables because I'm hearing a lot of nefarious things. And what used to be healthy may not be healthy no more.
Right.
So that's why I say, hey, go plant your little garden somewhere. Mm-hmm. I can't trust these people.
It's just like the beef, you know, the cow that gives you zinc when you eat the beef. Okay?
Right.
I mean, it can give you some more stuff too, but that's what it's for, is zinc. It gives you zinc. But they want to stop the cows, want you to stop eating the cows that they want to take and
modify it or it won't be no cow
cheese. And engineer the meat. For you to eat. Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked, did I ever find the chitlins? No. I never found them. And from what I'm heard, they didn't have enough staff in that department to do that. So, no, I never found them, baby. Mm-hmm. Never found them.
All right.
I probably didn't need them no way. Okay, let me bring her on. Listen, she's the author of You Better Put Some Ice on That, a retired RN, a business owner. Please welcome to the show, Juanita Broderick. Juanita.
Oh, it's so good to see you, girls. It's been 3 years since I've been with you all when we went to the Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
That was the highlight of my year.
That was great. And we still had them dummy crats running around here like dummies.
Yeah. Okay, Juanita.
Well, that's right.
Okay, let's just get straight into the conversation, all right? Okay, so I know that you are the author of You Better Put Some Ice on That. Real quick, in case people are new to you, we know who you are. Please explain to us, why did you put that book out?
I put it out to explain, you know, what all had happened, what all my life had been about. And it's really very little about Bill Clinton and the horrible assault that I went through back in 1978. It's truly about my life as a young female entrepreneur and young registered nurse, owning my own nursing home and building another one. And it's how I started these businesses. And then after I just had opened maybe 2 or 3 years, I met Bill Clinton and volunteered in his gubernatorial campaign. And big mistake, you know, I had never been involved in politics at all and did that. And one day his campaign headquarters called my home and said, my nursing home, and asked if he could come by on a campaign tour. So he came, that's the picture on the front of my book. And he came and we met. And I started talking to him about the nursing homes and the horrible predicament we were in. You know, me being a registered nurse, the per diem rate that we were getting on Medicaid and Medicare was so low. It was difficult to care for a patient on what we're getting. So I began to talk to him about that. And when I did, he just sort of stopped me in mid-sentence and said, you know, he said, I really want to talk to you about this. He said, are you ever in Little Rock? I told him, yes, I'd be there in 3 weeks at a nursing home meeting. So that's how I met Bill Clinton. I won't go into all of the, it's just such a long drawn out thing. But people say, well, how did you end up in a hotel room with him? That's a long story too. This man finagled his way to my room at 8:30 in the morning when I was supposed to meet him in the coffee shop downstairs to talk to him about nursing home business. So that's how all that happened.
Wow.
After the horrible rape that I went through at the hands of Bill Clinton, my mouth was so swollen from him biting my upper lip. He would bite my lip when I would fight him and when I would scream. So that's where the title of the book comes from, is after the rape was over and I'm sitting up on the side of the bed crying and I can feel my mouth, my whole lip was just swollen and sticking out and bleeding. And I just hurt all over, but it's as though it didn't affect this man at all. He got up, straightened himself. I'm sitting there devastated. And he puts on his suit coat and walks toward the door. And he just sort of looks at me. I'm sure I look pretty gross. And motions to my mouth. And he said, "You'd better put some ice on that." And you don't forget something like that. It was so cold, so callous. So that phrase stuck with me all these years.
Did you call the police after this? What did you do afterwards?
Oh no, heavens no. In fact, when I didn't show up for the meeting, the lady who was traveling with me, her name was Norma Rogers. She came up to the room because she couldn't find me. She went to the coffee shop and I wasn't there and I hadn't showed up for the meeting. When she got up to the room and I went to the door, which was about 30 minutes after he left, I was so afraid to go anywhere. I felt like somebody was going to be out there in the hall and grab me and do away with me. But when she came up to the door and came in and saw me, she just grabbed me and, of course, went and got ice for my mouth. And then we went and sat on the end of the bed and I told her everything that had happened. And she said, "What can we do?" And you think about that. He was the attorney general of my state. What can you do? People say, "Why didn't you go to the police?" He was the police. It's like when Eric Schneiderman in 2018, one of his victims said, "What do you do when your abuser is the highest law enforcement officer in your state?" Well, that's where I was. And after she made that statement, he resigned. But I was 40 years previously, you know, so it was a no-win. There weren't rape kits back then.
And right, this was 1978, right?
Yeah, and I was too ashamed. You know, I kept thinking, what in the world did I do? This has to be my fault. This is the attorney general. And you just feel so ashamed and you don't want anybody to know what you let yourself get into. Just the shame alone. But it was so hard. I'd never known anyone that had been raped, and I'd never taken care of a rape patient. It was unknown to me.
Let me ask you this question, okay? And we'll get off the subject in a minute, but I'm just curious, all right? So when he came to your room and knocked on your door, did you know he was coming to your room?
Oh, yes. Yes. When we got up the next morning, we called his campaign office. And I told him, because when he was at my nursing home, he said, "Bring me some information about the nursing home, about the per diem rate, and some of your costs. Let's go over that." And I was so excited. Okay. You know, I thought that was so great. So we call his campaign headquarters, and he's not there. So they give me a phone number to call. I call him, and I say, "This is Juanita Hickey, and I'm here, and I brought the information you asked." And I said, "We can get off at noon for an hour and come over to your office." And then he said, "Oh, you know, I'm not going to be there today." And so I thought, I asked him, I said, "Well, can I just drop these forms and file over at your office?" And he said, almost immediately said, "Why don't I come to your hotel room now?" Not your hotel now, not my hotel room. But he said, "Why don't I just come to your hotel and we'll meet down in the Camelot coffee shop?" And I thought, God, that's great. I don't have to be going out at noon. Okay. He said, "Just stay in your room. When I get to the coffee shop, I'll call your room and you can come down." So I turned to Norman. And I said, "You go on down, sign us in. And when I'm through in the coffee shop, I'll be right on to the meeting." In a little while, the phone rings and it's Bill Clinton. And he said, "You know, Juanita," he said, "it's so crowded down here. And there's also reporters running around." He said, "Can we please have coffee and talk about this in your room?" And listen, girls, at that, I can still remember that my antennas went up. And I thought, oh, God, I've never been alone in a hotel room with a man that I didn't know. And I thought, this is the attorney general. This is okay. And that's what you think, that it would be okay. So it wasn't very long. I ordered coffee to the room and he came up to the room. But it, was awful.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. You know, it's so different. It was different back then than it is today.
Right.
And I want people to understand that. And, you know, we really trust our politicians, our governmental officials.
Not now.
You know, and people trusted them back then. Mm-hmm. You know, her story sounds so similar to Tara Reid's story that we had her on when she talked about Joe Biden. So these powerful men, how do you take down these powerful men when they look like that they're used to getting away with stuff like this?
Right.
But I don't want to stay on this subject. Okay, so there is so much happening in our country. Let's go back to 2020. Juanita, where was you at during the night of the 2020 election, and what did you think about everything?
I was flabbergasted. I just knew Trump would win. I had no doubt, girls, that he had this in the bag. When I went to bed at, I guess it was around 2, and he was so far ahead. Yeah. And then I get up the next morning, and I was in disbelief, complete disbelief. And then they start bringing in all of these things about, well, the Ruby Freeman story alone was absolutely horrible. Her grabbing those suitcases from underneath the counter. Yep. I've never thought that it was anything but crooked. I think it's a fraudulent. I think Trump won. But what do you do now?
You ask, what do we do now? We educate the public and get them to see. See, because they seem to think that we are conspiratorial, conspiracy theorists. We're not thinking correctly. They want us to shut up. Anytime somebody wants to silence you from something that you saw, that's what pedophiles do. See, that's what a pedophile do when they're grooming you. Uh-huh. They want you to be silent about what they're doing to you and about what you saw and what you see them doing. Okay? Right. So anytime somebody want to silence you from what you saw and what you heard, that lets you know there's a problem.
Right.
They want to shut up about it. Don't talk about it. Yet Hillary Clinton walked around for 4 years talking about that somebody stole the election from her.
Uh-huh.
You even have Stacey Abrams running around for the past couple of years talking about they stole the election from her. But as soon as we say Biden stole this, you got to shut up about that. You better not say nothing about that. You know,
look how many more votes that Trump got in 2020, even than he did in 2016. It's ludicrous. You know what? Something wasn't done. And of course, the big blame I put on Mike Pence. You know, I think he was a terrible traitor. As the vice president of the United States, I still feel like he stabbed President Trump in the back.
You're absolutely right.
I agree with you.
Okay, so we're looking at everything that's happening in the country. I mean, it all started with a pandemic. You know, everything was good. Unemployment was good. We had employment here in the United States. People were working. People was prospering.
We were energy independent.
And then all of a sudden, a pandemic hits, and now everything is discombobulated. So let's talk about the pandemic. First of all, when the pandemic first happened, what was your thoughts about it?
Well, I think I was like everybody. Being a nurse, I wasn't that frightened about it, but I knew that it could be something serious. I got COVID in January of 21. And it was a very mild case. You know, I stayed home. It was just like a bad cold. And I just really didn't think that much about it. And the fear that's come up from it is just, I can't believe people have been affected that way by this mass hysteria fear of it. I know there's been deaths. I know that there's a comorbidity that goes right along with many of the deaths, or there's unknown things that the young people have that they were not aware of that makes it into a comorbidity. But I just, you know, and after that time, I've traveled. I go everywhere and speak. I take photos with thousands of people, and I'm okay. I have not had the vaccine. I will not take the vaccine. I think that it is absolutely experimental. I think there's been too many deaths from the vaccine to push it and mandate it like they have. If people want to take it, it's your right, take it. But I'm thoroughly against the being forced to take it.
The mandate.
Right. So we're not anti-vax, we're anti-mandate. Don't force anything on the public. Yeah. Don't force anything on the public that has an adverse reaction. Anything that has an adverse reaction to it, we should be able to make a choice, and it shouldn't be mandated. I agree. So what do you think about all of these people standing in these long lines to get tested now that Omicron is here? We know we probably going to all experience. That is crazy. What do you think about that?
I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. If they're having to do it in order to have a negative test for their job, I can understand it. But I heard so many people come on and say, well, I just want to know if I have it. Then they're not sick. They don't need to be lining up for a COVID test. It's stupid. They need to be lining up for an IQ test.
Okay. Now, Biden's been in office. It hasn't even been a year. Probably in the next few days, it'll be a year. It will be a year. Your thoughts. Your thoughts, Juanita. I've never seen, look, you older than us. I've never seen a country like this.
Like this.
What are your thoughts about how the way the country
I is? Have never seen such a senile, incompetent person in my life since I left my nursing homes. Since I sold my nursing homes. He is absolutely picture perfect early Alzheimer's. I had an Alzheimer's wing in one of my nursing homes, and he's it, you know. I think it, you know, of course, even Ronald Reagan had it the last year of his, you know, it wasn't bad, the last year of his presidency. And I think that I do not see how this man can last another year. I honestly don't. I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they're trying to find a double for him right now. But he is too senile. He is too incapable. It's frightening. Can you imagine what our enemies think about us? They're laughing
about,
at us. That we are the laughing stock of the world. It's unreal.
You're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right. Okay, so January the 6th, you see how they put a target on conservative Republicans, people that want to stand up for the country. They put a target on our back. What do you think about this here, Ray Epps? This Ray Epps person.
Well, I tweeted today, I said, Ray Epps is the Michael Byrd of Hunter Biden's. They're completely untouchable, you know, and that's what does this man know? You know, the next thing we're going to hear is he's probably put into a witness protection program so he won't talk about the FBI. I think his story goes a lot deeper than anybody will know. But everybody's so crooked in the FBI. What? It's just frustrating, you know, that all of this goes on. It's so frustrating.
It's frustrating and it's frightening to know that our country is basically being seized by the enemy. You know, we talk about the foreign enemies, but what about the domestic enemies, the enemies from within, the ones that's anti-America, anti-American, and really don't care about we the American people.
And you can start with Jim Crow Joe.
Yeah.
You know, because as soon as he got in, everything that Trump did, he undid it. Now, can you imagine if President Trump was doing anything that Biden was doing, they would not have only impeached him, they would have had him locked up. And so why isn't anybody holding Jim Crow Joe Biden accountable for destroying America?
Because Listen, going back to the COVID, I truly believe that this was planned. I think it's a plandemic. I think all of this COVID mess came about to ruin Trump, to try to keep him from winning. We know he won anyway, but right. I just feel like it's a plandemic and this was planned all along. It's just like when the CDC started out. If they had just said in the beginning, we don't know what's going on. We don't have any idea. We'll let you know when we do. But they come out and change their minds every few days, every few weeks. And they keep people so confused. And I think that's part of the plan too.
To keep you confused. And one thing, fear is a way to really control the masses of people. But for the people that's going along with it, like sheep being led to the slaughter, and you know, we've had tuberculosis, HIV, we've had so many other different viruses and diseases and stuff. We've never went to it to this measure before, to the fact where we had to shut down our businesses. People shut down their livelihoods just because Dr. Flip-Flop Fauci claimed, you know, oh, here it come, you all. We got to go in. Now we have 15 days to slow the spread, and here we are, 2 years, and they still talking about slowing the spread, but you have the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, talking about, well, this vaccine now, it won't stop the transmission. Well, it didn't stop the transmission at the beginning.
I know. You absolutely can't understand it. But for all the, you know, and now they're saying, and I think it was Walensky that said this, that 75% of all those high volumes of hundreds of thousands of deaths were due to comorbidities. They weren't due to COVID. And
not for the right.
I tell you what, you can see where CNN has stopped their little ticker tape about the death associated with COVID. Yeah. Yeah. No, I never watch it anyway. I just heard that.
Okay, because I didn't know that. I don't never watch him. I didn't know that. Levi got a question. He want me to ask you, of the people in elected office today, who do you think is doing a good job?
Oh, of course, there are very few at this moment. I really like my Senator Tom Cotton. I really like him. I got upset with Ted Cruz when he came out with the term that he did the other day for us. But I think I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I think he's essentially a good person. I really do. Of course, I like Matt Gaetz. And there's so many of them right now, I can't think of their names.
Margie Taylor Greene.
Oh, I love her. And Babbitt, what's her name? Lauren Babbitt? No.
Lauren Babbitt. Yeah, Lauren, she's a good one too. I keep saying that if we're going to elect people, we need to elect fighters.
Right.
And we also need to elect people to hold these people that push crimes against humanity on the American people accountable. Like a lot of these people, in my humble opinion, need to be arrested for that. Let me. I saw this here today, and I want to address this here. USA Today Life said, when most of the public thinks of pedophilia, they assume it's synonymous with child sexual abuse. A pedophile is an adult who is sexually attracted to children, but not all pedophiles abuse kids. And some people who sexually abuse kids are not pedophiles. That came from USA Today Life. I believe they since deleted that tweet. What are these people trying to get? Are they trying to slow walk us into accepting that pedophilia is
all right?
Yeah, is that what they're trying to do?
Child molestation is okay?
Oh, exactly. I tweeted that today. From USA. I couldn't believe what I was reading. That they would actually put it in print and say that. That's disgusting. Uh-huh. You know, there's so much pedophilia. And of course, it starts over in Hollywood with all of that. And we're never going to know. It's with Epstein. It was with Weinstein. It was such a practice that they covered up, but it went on everywhere. And
I think that when I saw that, I said, you know, there's got to be something so nefarious going on with people in high places where they've been doing this. And what they're trying to do is they're really trying to bully the public into accepting this. Yep. So when stories come out about what they've done, it'll be normal.
Yep.
That's what I think they're trying to do. Yep. Because why would they put something like this out as if pedophilia is accepted?
That's right.
And if you are an adult attracted to minors, to children, you need to go check yourself into some type of mental institution or something. Because something is wrong with you.
Seriously wrong.
And
there's nothing else to say to that, but that is just sick. It just makes me so upset when I hear about it. Well, look what that CNN producer for Jake Tapper did. You remember him that they came out with him? Lured a 13-year-old girl to his home, and the lady that brought her. What is wrong with these people?
Wow. And we say allegedly because we wasn't there whenever they was luring the people in there now.
I don't know what's wrong with these people, but I do know that something ain't quite right. Colleen wrote in, she said, as an RN, was you taught that masks would not protect from viruses? Were you taught that when you were working back in the day?
You know, the mask wasn't to protect us as much as it was, you know, to protect, you know, like in surgery or something like that. But I've never believed in the mask from day one. And I have not worn a mask unless I've been forced to wear a mask on an airplane, and it's pure torture. Or if I have to go to the doctor's office or visit someone in the hospital, I'll have to wear a mask. And I almost don't want to go just so I don't have to wear the mask. I think the mask, well, even Fauci said that back in 21, early 21, said the mask don't work. He said, unless you've got this real special kind. And he said, then it's only what? I think he said 30% effective, something like that. But no, I've never believed in the mask at all.
Juanita, what do you think about Bernie Sanders wanting to make sure that every household get these N95 masks? I mean,
are you serious?
Yes. Listen, this is I think he tweeted this out. It's crazy. What do you think about that?
I think he has some stock in the company, if you want to know what I think. In fact, I even tweeted a reply to him and I said, how are you going to profit on this, Bernie? Because there's no reason to come out and just go send these to every household. That's the most asinine thing that I've ever heard of.
This is the most richest socialist. They don't want nobody else to have anything, but he's okay with his investment because he do have investments and a lot of stuff that they don't want the American people to have.
Yeah. Did you see that there was some senator or representative that entered a bill that congressional people cannot buy stock, trade in stock, them or their wives. And I think that's wonderful. Look at Nancy Pelosi and her husband, all of the deals that they made just prior to a stock change. It's criminal.
Yeah.
It's criminal.
And I'm looking at it. She looks a hot mess. Tucker Carlson was talking about her. And I think he really referred to her as Michael Jackson. She looked so surprised. She looked a hot mess, a little Peter Panish.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know,
a lot.
She's almost 100 years old, and it's really time for her to step down. These people went in, they made millions hands over fist. They stepped down, they get to live comfortably while the American people live crazy.
And
it
appears to me that there may be some traitor deals that's going on, or inside trading secrets that's going on. But that's the same thing that Martha Stewart went to prison for, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm looking, it's like a two-tier system.
Right.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day. Wouldn't it be delightful if Matt Gaetz gets his wish and Trump could be voted in as the Speaker of the House, and he could stand behind Biden during the State of the Union speech and slowly rip up that speech of his? It would be very true.
Wow.
Hey, that can happen.
That can happen.
I know.
Why, because all they have to do is vote President Trump in.
Yes.
He keep that job until they do whatever they're going to do with Biden. Uh-huh. And then after that, he goes on and run in 2024.
Yeah, technically, the House has a person, so he will have the purse.
Be something. I wish Matt Gaetz can pull that off. Because the whole country missed President Trump. And it's not just Republicans, conservatives, it's Democrats missed President Trump to wish he was back. Yes. Because they know that they was not doing, and none of this stuff was happening up under their watch.
Juanita, has anyone ever told you that you sound like Paula Deen?
Oh, listen, how did you hear that? Who told you that? There's a great story, and I usually tell it in my speech because I said a lot of times people don't recognize me. And I was over speaking. Oh, it was about 3 years ago at Trump's hotel for Women for Trump. About three years ago, and I was out walking with some girls, and we were walking around. And some lady comes running up to me and she said, "Oh my God, I know who you are." And I just sort of stood back shy and I didn't say much of anything. She said, "Honey, you're Paula Deen." I cracked up. And so the girls that I was with that day have called me Paula ever since.
Oh, wow. Well, we love Paula Deen here on the show. We love her cooking and all that kind of good stuff. Listen, tell people how they can get in contact with you and how they can get your book.
Sure. It's JuanitaBroderick.com. It's just my name.com. And they can get a book on there and they can see videos. I have lots of interesting videos about, you know, what all I went through back in the 90s and things like that. My son was my son's an attorney, and I have an interview on there where after I had been on NBC Dateline telling my story, he went on Larry King, and it was just a great, great interview.
Wow. Okay. And are you on Getter yet?
Yes. On Twitter, it's a tennis nut, ATENSNUT. I still play tennis. I love it. But on Getter, it's just J. Broderick.
All right.
I love
you
Getter.
All make sure you...
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. I love Getter, because it's so easy and it's simple to navigate, and everybody's over there.
And they're not censoring. They're allowing people to engage with your posts and your content.
And that's why we love it over there.
Yeah.
Juanita, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for the spirited conversation. Would you promise to come back and just give us an update on everything that's going on?
Oh, yes. It's so good to see y'all.
It's good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you, Juanita.
Love you, Juanita.
Love you.
Wow, and there you all have it. There you all have it, you all. And you know, she has a story. Other people has a story, you all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I have to clear my throat.
There's nothing wrong with clearing your throat. If you don't clear your throat, you ain't going to be able to talk.
Right, uh-huh. And it's like my sinuses want to drain.
Uh-huh.
And I love hearing these stories so that people to know what's going on when it comes to these government officials.
Yeah, and hearing it directly from that person's mouth. That's right.
And though she didn't want to get deep into the story, I get it. You all go get the book.
Yeah.
Go get the book. Okay. Yes. Her name, JuanitaBroderick.com. Go to her website, get the book, and then you can see the juicy and hear the juicy details
that. That's right.
Uh-huh. And yes, that just lets you know, that just lets you know what we dealing with up and through here, well, when it comes to these people. Bill Clinton, he ain't been held accountable for nothing.
But Bill Cosby, they done just took and just hope.
Well, yeah, Bill Cosby, they'll do something to him, but mm-hmm. Bill Clinton, I don't get it. I don't get it when it comes to some of these bills.
Some of these bills.
Uh-huh. Some of these bills. R. Kelly locked up. But yeah, I heard that the Boy Scouts of America are they trying to get themselves out of bankruptcy? But I'm like, ain't nobody been held accountable. But what they just did was just threw money to the, they just gave the people money and just called it a day. But anybody that abused, that abused anybody, wasn't held accountable for that. But USA Today Life put that tweet out. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know. What they're doing is they're grooming the American people.
That you just said it. That's
you're
exactly
grooming
what
us,
doing.
And you're trying to
mentally.
Yeah, mentally grooming us to get us to go along with the foolery.
Because think about this. In those schools, when they talk about the books,
mm-hmm.
in those books, the pictures that I saw were like grown looking men with little boys.
Oh,
that they're putting out for our children to see. Uh-huh. So it can be like it's the thing of the norm. And then remember, I believe there's a law there in California
mm-hmm.
where, you know, a grown man will no longer get in trouble for being with a little boy
mm.
or even a little girl. It's like, it's something dealing with the sexuality. It's something, I don't know, these people.
Because we got officials that's nasty. And y'all done some stuff. Y'all about done some stuff that the public, when it come out, we won't be able to just believe it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the public believe in these people. Can you imagine if something nefarious came out on somebody big like a Obama or like a Oprah?
Mm.
I'm not talking about what people think. I'm talking about truth. Mm-hmm. Because we know that we have people out there that's accusing certain people of things. Be cautious of that. I was looking at somebody. Be cautious of that. Because think about it this here way. And this person broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
Silk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why everybody that I see, I don't go, oh, I got to help this person, that person.
Right.
I don't know what the agenda, what's your motive behind what you're doing.
Right.
Okay.
Right, okay.
So I was listening to someone and they was talking about how some of these people that's out here talking about abuse or sexual abuse,
uh-huh.
they still have their platforms.
Because
look.
Uh-huh.
But if we come out, if we was on a Twitter or Instagram or a Facebook, and we were saying, hey, this person is saying that they've been abused by this one, that one, Facebook would take us down.
Uh-huh.
But you notice that this person that's doing the accusing is keeping it. They're
able to keep their platform.
And so that could be, and she was breaking it down. That could be part of like a CIA psyop.
Right.
To draw you into something
uh-huh.
and then tie you to something.
Mm-hmm.
If you got somebody that was on the internet and they've been on the internet since 2020 talking about how they was abused by people that have all of this money and they're still there talking about it, they haven't taken down their platform.
Yeah, and they're accusing these people.
But
they're calling out the people.
They're calling out the people next.
Oh.
But you, if you say something about it, your page get taken down. Be careful because these look like setups. And here is my thing. If you running from the police
uh-huh.
or you running from these people, why are you online putting your business out there? Don't you know they can track you just with your IP address?
No, they don't know it.
And you can take this computer where they can track you down.
Yeah.
So I want people to be mindful. Yes. Should we pay attention to people's stories? Yes. But be mindful how you allow people to draw you in to their stuff.
Yeah.
Because they play on our emotions.
Right.
If something is happening to you, you need to go to the police. We need to see reports where you reported this to the police.
That's right.
Not getting online, trying to draw people in, trying to rip people off, trying to run game and run a scam on the people.
Right.
Now, if you try to do that with Diamond and Silk, I'm going to pick up the phone and go call. What state they in? Right. I'm going to call the state that you in, the sheriff, to let them know what's happening. That's what they need to do.
To
see if this is a scam or not.
Right.
So I want you all to be very mindful. However, all of this stuff that they're trying to usher us into.
It is some sick, sinister stuff. It's unbelievable.
They indoctrinating our children.
Yeah.
They're grooming these adult minds.
Yeah.
If you don't agree with it, then they want to deem you as homophobe. They call you a phobia. They say you have a phobia. What you want me to say, Silk? It's the truth.
I'm trying to keep it as nice as I can.
It's the truth.
Because
nefarious happening up under our noses.
When I look at a lot of these officials, a lot of them to me do look like pedophiles. The way that they act and interact, they look like doggone pedophiles. Yeah,
USA Today Life said,
uh-huh,
when most of the public thinks of pedophilia, they assume it's synonymous with child sexual abuse. A pedophile is an adult who is sexually attracted to children. But not all pedophiles abuse kids, and some people who are sexually abused kids are not pedophiles. This is what USA Today Life, a verified account, tweeted on Twitter, is what they said, girl. And when I read that, I'm like, they are trying to groom our minds to make us think that this BS is okay, and it is not okay. It is not okay for an adult to touch a child. And if you are an adult thinking about a child, want a child, you need to go check yourself into some type of mental institution. Something is wrong with you before you hurt somebody.
Yes.
Okay. Look.
That's what's going on.
I'm just saying,
here.
We got to get up out of here. I'm just saying. When I saw that, I feel so sorry for our babies.
Right.
I feel so sorry for our children.
They're trying to normalize this stuff.
Yeah.
And you're going to be abusing our children.
I feel so bad for our babies.
And then they're putting different labels on it to try to make it the different meaning, to mean this and to mean that. But it is what it is, you little nasty bastard.
Yeah.
You know exactly what's going on.
Yeah. I feel so, I'm so bad. I'm happy that my child is grown, but I was... Protect your babies.
Protect them.
Protect their minds. Protect their thoughts.
Yes.
The Bible said, I'm about to go train up a child in the way you want them to go. It didn't tell the school. It didn't tell the government. It said, you to train it up in the way you want it to go.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Okay, y'all, let me get up out of here. Listen, please make sure you support Frank Speech, Lindell TV, Mike Lindell himself, Diamond and Silk, by going to mypillow.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase. Don't forget to follow us on social medias, chat at chatdit.com and Getter. GETTR.com. Shout out to everybody on Getter tonight.
Yes.
Whenever you sign up, please make sure you're following Diamond and Silk. What's wrong, Silk?
Somebody on Getter says satanic bastard.
That's what they are. That's what's so wrong with them.
I love it.
Also, don't forget to go over there to diamondandsilkstore.com and get you one of these mugs. Try one. Get your wine glass. Get you a nice pen. Listen, and don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, why did I say diamondandsilkbookstore.com? Let me back that up. Go to mystore.com.
Wait.
Okay, do it again. Don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get this book at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 30% off your entire purchase. And the one thing I like about the My Store is because there's other patriots on there with their products that's made right here in America. Please make sure you support you all.
Yes.
Please, if we can go over there to Amazon and make these liberal rich, we can go ahead on and we can support at mystore.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen, every day at 11:21 a.m. we pray. We pray for you. I hope that you are praying for us.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what you are? prayer changes things.
That's right.
Hey, hey. We was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
The one's giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye. Bye.
You're watching Lindell TV.